Visit our website anytime you like, rte.ie/MooneyBrenda.
Yes, Derek. Well, one of the things that I know you like and I like and where the Mooney Show is delighted to be involved with is the Journeys and Us initiative with Irish Rail. And this is where voluntary community charity groups can apply to win a free return rail travel trip anywhere in the country for them and up to 50 members of their group. But this year, the Journeys and Us project, all the people went out and did a great time, but they threw in a little extra where Irish Rail asked the different groups who travelled about to tell them about their experiences, share their pictures, share their thoughts on the journey, and they had a special prize, a check of £500 for kind of the one that lit up their lives, I suppose. So this morning, I went out with Rita Butterley from Irish Rail to a swimming pool in Kells in County Meath, where I had the joy of presenting a cheque to a group called Special Hands. Now, Special Hands, it provides kind of activities for children with special needs from age 2 to 30. And all the mammies and daddies and all chip in and organise the whole thing. They're an amazing group. You're going to hear it yourself. Sit back. They really gave me a buzz this morning, and I'm sure they're going to do it for everybody listening to the programme today. Hello, swimmers!
Hello!
I know I'm holding you up, you're ready to jump into the water, but I want to find out all about this Special Hands group. First person I want to talk to is Teresa O'Lehan, and she is the chairperson.
Oh,
mommy. Was that your mommy?
Oh, mommy.
What's your name?
Mummy is Big Horse.
That's your son, Therese, is it?
Yes, that's Daniel O'Lehan.
And how old is Daniel?
Daniel is 15.
So he comes to Special Hands and you're the chairperson of Special Hands here in Kells in County Meath.
Yeah.
Tell me, first of all, a little bit about what it is.
Well, Brenda, Special Hands is a community-run group and it is for parents of children with special needs and learning delay. And we organise activities for the children because a lot of our children can't access mainstream activities. So we organise the activities and bring the activities to them. So we organise swimming, which we've been here in Kells Swimming Pool for... We're here in Kells Swimming Pool for the last 10 years with Amelia Riley, and we have two classes now running at the moment. We run one for swimmers and we run one for beginners. And with Amelia's help, it has turned out into just a fabulous experience every Saturday. And we have a team of community helpers, young people from the community, from the local schools and from Navan, that come and give one-on-one lessons in the pool with the children, which is just fantastic. Now, we also run art classes. We also run pottery classes. We have our famous cooking classes, which get sold out. They get sold out straight away. And then we have our chat classes, and they're with their own community, with their friends, and they chat among themselves. And that's a great success as well.
So, Teresa, they're telling me that you're the woman who got the group together 12 years ago. Is that right?
Yeah!
And we have Daniel, your son, here. You're very proud of him, of course.
Yes, of course. The reason being behind it is that when you have a child with...
Mummy, I love you.
When you have a child with special needs and learning delay, you can't access the mainstream community very easy. And so so I just put out a call to see was there anybody else in the locality with a child with special needs.
Mommy.
And there was.
Sorry, Daniel. Yes, Daniel. I tell you, Daniel, you're some chatter.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Poor Mammy's trying to do her interview. Go ahead, Mammy.
And there were other people in the community that were interested in getting a toddler group going for children with special needs. What I wanted was for Daniel to have somebody to play with in his own community. And that's what he has, and that's what we have established.
And what's the benefit?
The benefit is that on a Saturday, Daniel can go to pottery class and he can go to singing and he can go swimming and he can meet all his friends there, because it is quite hard to access mainstream activities for Daniel. And so in our activities, we meet all the guys and girls from Daniel's community.
Is this woman amazing?
Yeah!
Go, Mammy!
Daniel, why is your mammy fabulous?
Mammy's beautiful.
Aww.
She's gorgeous.
That's nice, isn't it?
the trees.
Oh, that's lovely.
Do you get that every day?
Oh, yeah. Various measures.
I sent to Kelly come over to me because I was talking to you on the phone. Who have you attending the special hands group here?
My daughter Emma attends. She's been attending for about 4 years now, thanks to Teresa, and started coming swimming first. And it gradually grew into an umbrella group that we go to cooking, pottery, music therapy, art classes. We get funding from various places. We put in applications late at night by email and we link together, and we have a fabulous group of parents and guardians from Bettystown to Duleek to Bolivar to Dunboyne to Boyerstown, all over the county. And the network is huge. We've up on 100 now on our database.
So what age was your daughter Emma when she started coming to Helping Hands activities here?
Probably 10 or 11 and was beginning to develop a little bit and to want to be part of things and to need to be part of things. So we came to swimming, and the excellent part about swimming and the Kells pool and the staff here is that we get one-to-one help for every child, so nobody is left out. It meant she was partaking in an activity that was external to school. School can be so structured and tight that this is just another world. Apart from soccer, Gaelic and whatever, where she couldn't attend, she could go swimming because she'd need help and she'd have to get it. And she got it. We're in the deep end now on a Saturday with a float. And we're always rushing to make sure we get to special hands activities, because that's where we're part of the excellent community.
So what you're saying to me is no really big billionaire arrived on your doorstep with a checkbook and said, here, do what you need to do.
No, that won't be happening, but we will continually strive to look for funding. And if Minister Ring is about to extend pools, let him start in Kells.
Thank you very much. Hi, what's your name?
I'm Mary Gaynor.
And Mary, who've you here?
I've Katie Gaynor.
And where's Katie?
I think she's socialising outside with the rest of
She doesn't want to hang out. How old is Katie?
Katie's 14.
Okay, I met you before. Tell everybody where I met you.
We met at a Jerry Ryan singles night in Nace.
How did it go?
It was okay. I was socialising as well.
Did you get lucky, so to speak?
Oh, there was loads of luck, but I went home on my own.
Anyway, tell me about Katie. How does she enjoy the group here?
Katie loves the group. Katie's made lots of friends. Katie is mainstreamed all the way, but the one thing about mainstream is as the children get older, the gap between them widens. So when they're included in this group here, they're all the same. There's no difference. They're all the best of buddies. The other good thing about this group is the siblings of the children are allowed to take part as well, which is great.
Mammy's here, can I ask, is it important that you support each other as well as the children getting the gig? Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm a single parent, and for me, I've loads of friends. It's great support because we have a good laugh when we get together. Like, we go to Teresa's house for pizza and chips, you know,
and late night applications.
But yeah, it's as much a support for the parents as it is a group for the children and young people as well.
Mary, lovely to meet you, and continued good luck, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you so much. Yeah.
I'm looking for somebody very special. Somebody's caused this group to win a prize. I'm looking for Emma Brady. Where's Emma Brady? Where is she? Emma, I'm so excited to meet you. How are you?
I'm not so bad.
What age are you?
I'm 20.
So, Emma, your group went on one of these Journeys on Us trips to Kilkenny. Isn't that right? 50 of you went in August. Did you have a great day?
Yeah, we did. We had great fun.
There aren't many trains in County Meath, are there?
No.
Well, now that I come to think of it, there aren't great football teams either.
Up the wild.
I think I'll need to be escorted out of here. But Emma, you went on this wonderful train journey, and then after the trip, they asked some of the groups if they wanted to write in and tell us about their trip. And the most interesting one was going to get a prize. But you wrote in on behalf of the group, and you have your letter here. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Can you read the letter, and it tells the story of your train journey? Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you mind reading it for all the listeners?
Yeah.
Okay, off you go.
My train trip to Kilkenny by Emma Brady, the 10th of August 2013. Mammy told me that the special hands group was going to Kilkenny on a train. I was very excited, as I had never been on a train before. All my friends from the special hands group would be there. Saturday morning came, and at 8:30 we all met at Surveyor Car Park in Navan. We boarded the bus which would bring us to Houston Station, and we all 50 of us went to Platform 6. All the mums and dads were making sure no one got lost with introductions of Don't Get Lost. Hold Your Friend's Hand. When we started at Platform 6, we all headed for the toilets to fix our makeup. We were all very giddy, waiting for the train. Oh, it was great fun. The station lady told us when to board, and we got on the board, singing Olé, Olé, Olé. The excitement was great. I sat beside my friends, and we all said, "Let's get this party started." We pulled into Kilkenny station and started singing "Olé, Olé" again.
Olé, Olé, Olé,
Olé. We were wild. Christina and her mom got a taxi into the hotel. The rest of our group headed down the hill to Kilkenny Town Centre. We were chatting and making sure no one got left behind. We were like a big snake coming down the town.
Wow.
We had a big group, 50 people. It was fun. We headed up the hill to the Armand Hotel for our dinner. Our group name was on the board. We had a wonderful lunch. Our big long line, which looked like a snake, made its way to Kilkenny Castle. We were all very happy. Some of our group did not want to leave, and they said they saw loads of pictures of strange looking women and men in tights. The boys wanted to stay the night in the castle. They thought it would be fun. Some of our group went and had chocolate pancakes. We all met back at the grounds of the castle and talked about our great day. We headed up the hill to the train. The man in the ticket office was very nice, and we waved goodbye into Kilkenny, singing Olé, Olé,
Olé, Olé, Olé, Olé.
This was the best day I had all summer, because I had my first train ride with all my friends. This story has been told to Teresa Holohan, who hand wrote it word for word, and typed it from Emma Brady, a very bright young lady.
Can I just say, Emma, did you see Michael D on his visit to the UK last week and all the speeches he had to give? I think if he ever gets sick, you could stand in his place. After reading the letter so well. And Emma, that letter was so good that I have a little surprise for everybody here in special hands. This lovely lady in the white suit is Rita Butterley from Irish Rail. Hello, Rita. Rita, you know on the Mooney Show we love the Journeys on Us project. So what's the idea behind the special prize?
Well, the special prize, this year we decided to give an extra special prize for the group that came back to us with the most interesting description of the journey they had with us on the day. And none of the other entries, they were all really good, but none of them came anywhere near the whole the entry and Emma's lovely letter to us and the pictures and the whole description of the whole day. It just broke our hearts. It was fantastic.
Well, that's all very well. Have you anything for us?
Gosh, Brenda, you never miss an opportunity. And I'm here today to present a cheque for €500 to Emma of special hands, and you hopefully will enjoy using that. So,
gee, Emma, will me and you go off to party, or have you different plans for the €500?
Actually, we'll be using the money for our disco and for the prizes and for the raffle and the whole lot.
Is everybody ready for swimming?
Yeah!
Well, do you know what? It is lovely to meet you. The group here from County Meath, special hands, all the wonderful mammies and daddies and the boys and girls. Have you got a song for me?
Yeah!
I believe we've Nathan Carter fans in the house. Is that right? Well, let's splash out with Wagon Wheel. 1, 2, 3.
Rock me, mama, like the wagon wheel. Rock me, mama.